This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So then what happens is, فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. So glory to Allah, and subhana is nizzih. It is to declare the transcendence of your Lord over and above anything in creation. So don't reject the idea that the web has anything to do with reality. Reject that idea. And then it says, حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. As you come into the evening and as you come into the morning. In other words, the two ends of the day. And the secret of that is خَيْرُ الْأَعْمَالِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. The best of actions are those that are most continuous, even if they're only small amounts. The point is that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَمَلُّ حَتَّى تَمَلُّ. Allah does not weary of giving you reward until you weary of doing the right action. The point is that if you do good, and remembering Allah is the greatest of goods, if you do good, do it in that way that you will maintain it. Because if you try to do this all the time, you'll grow weary of it. You won't be able to do it. And this is one of the secrets of the ahwal of the world, just that our states change in the world. Sometimes you're happy. If you were happy all the time, you wouldn't appreciate the state. بِالْضِدِّهَا تَتَمَيُّزَ الْأَشْيَاءَ, like the Arabs say. But through opposites, things are distinguished. If you were always happy, you wouldn't appreciate it. If you were always satiated, you wouldn't appreciate it. So when you're hungry, I mean, nothing in the world tastes better than plain bread in the middle of the Sahara Desert. You can't eat it here because you want the butter, you want the honey, you want the jam. But when you're in a place where it doesn't exist and somebody brings you some, it is incredible. So what is that? What changed? It's the idea of being deprived of something, and then when it's there, the appreciation is so much greater. And that's why Allah will distance you from Him. There are times when you will be distant from Allah. You won't be in that state where you're praying the way you should be praying, where you feel that presence. There's reasons for that. Allah does that for a reason, because if you were always in that state, you'd forget. And that's part of the nature of this world, is forgetting and remembering. And that's why this is the world of opposites. It's only the next world where the opposites are merged. But in this world, it's opposites. It's joy and grief. And then, وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. And He has praise in the heavens and in the earth. So in other words, what you're doing on the earth is being done in heaven. And this is important because this goes to the alignment. This is what really human beings are meant to do, is align with the heavens. And the heavens are in a state of praise and awareness. So what you're doing, all of our practices, even tawaf, according to the tradition, there are angels doing tawaf around the arsh. So everything that we're doing here is really aligning with another order that is perfect. And it's the representation of it in the world is the night sky, right? That is the representation, because the order that you see in the night sky, and I'm talking about not looking into the telescopes, but just experiencing it with the human eye and observing that order, that's what's happening. That's why the sun never changes. If you have a prayer schedule here for the entire year, I guarantee you can use it next year. And the year after, and the year after. It's not going to change. As long as you're alive, the prayer schedule that you got that has those prayer times, even though they change every day, they change by minutes every single day, they return back to where they started. And that's the nature of the heavenly order. So this alignment of doing in the earth what is done in the heavens. Then, يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. That's what this chapter, so much of this is about. And this is the emphasis of the Qur'an. He brings from the living death. He brings death from life. This is what Allah is doing. He's bringing death from life. وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتْ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And He brings life from death. These opposites are happening constantly in the world. Things are alive and they go into death and decay and death. And then things are dead and decayed and they're brought back to life. And then وَيُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. And He brings the earth back to life after it had died. وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. and you will also be brought forth like that. In other words, أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ? Haven't they thought about their own selves? Are they separate from the creation? Everything's happening around him, right? يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقُ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. He starts it and then he recreates it. So these are all, again, these signs. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقْكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Now here's where we get to this human phenomenon. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, and from amongst his signs, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. He created you from dust, from soil, turab. And Fakhruddin al-Razi, radiallahu anhu, what he says is, of all the things in the world, the thing that is furthest away from life is dust. So, أبعد الأشياء عن الإحياء. It's the thing most furthest from bringing to life. Because if you look at the world, you have mineral, vegetable, and animal. And the mineral is earth. And that's what we came out of. So we go through these processes. And the point of this is that is a sign of God. وَمِنْ آيَاتِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. He brought you out of earth. There's another verse that he created you from water. And that is not in contradiction with this verse because both are true. That he created us from water, مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ, from this vile fluid, and also that he created us from earth, that our original creation was from the earth. And then this creation is all water. It's all about water. That's how we were brought to life. And even through vegetation, if you look, the process, earth is brought to life through water. Without water, there is no earth. There is no life on earth. And from that earth, we either eat animals or we eat vegetables. And animals and vegetables are almost entirely water. I mean, if you actually look at what they're composed of, the majority of the vegetable is water. And animal life is about 70% water. So it's still water which is bringing us to life. And then he says, ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ. And then suddenly, أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ. Now, the suddenly here is this تَنْتَشِرُونَ, that suddenly you're everywhere. We were created from two human beings. Everybody on the earth goes back to the primordial soul, and from that primordial soul came the dyadic, the two souls, and then from those two came all the myriad and diverse peoples walking the earth. So this is the sign that Allah is saying. وَمِنْ آيَاتِي أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And then from amongst his signs is that he created for you, مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, from your own selves, mates. If you look at the basis, the foundation of human life, is this X and Y, right? The male and the female component. And from that basic component, Allah has created these two. The female is XX and the male is XY. So from these chromosomes, Allah has given us mates from our own selves. In other words, that we are mixed. He said, "An-nisa shaqa'iqur rijal." Women are split from men. In other words, they're half of us. So we're matched in a way that